السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، success in this world is dependent upon two things. One is iman and the other is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman is key, it is a fundamental ingredient. Without iman, even if someone was to obey deen, that it would be useless. So out of the two, iman is more important. There is no doubt about that. That is not to say obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not important. It is also extremely important. In fact, the greatest benefit of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that it strengthens one's iman. We will have all heard the famous hadith that Buniya al-Islamu ala khams, that Islam is based upon five things. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the five things are: number one, testifying, bearing witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, saying the shahada. Thereafter, salah, zakah, fasting and hajj. Very famous hadith, which we term the five pillars. So, the ulama, the muhaddithin, when explaining this hadith, they say that you can say iman is like a tent. It is a tent which has a pole in the middle, that is a center pole. And then to hold the four sides of the tent in place, to hold them firm, there are four pegs, four ropes. As it happens in a large tent. So the center is shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, bearing witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. Iman, without that the tent doesn't exist, it will fall apart. So the tent of your iman will fall apart. And then each side of the tent, each rope holding the tent down, one is salah, the other is zakah, the third is fasting, and the fourth is hajj. And four a'mal have been mentioned. So iman has been mentioned, and with iman four a'mal have been mentioned: salah, zakah, fasting, and hajj. So four a'mal have been mentioned, but the ulama explaining the hadith, I'm not going into the detail, but the ulama explaining the hadith said that although four a'mal have been mentioned, the entire deen has been referred to in this hadith. Within these four a'mal, the entire deen has been referred to, it has been indicated towards. So you can say that iman is the central pillar, and all the a'mal, all the actions, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the ropes holding the tent down. Now, if you have a tent where all the ropes are firmly in place, they are all intact, then even when there is a gust of wind, then inshallah the tent will stay up. But if you have a tent, on one side the rope has snapped, the tent is weakened slightly. Another rope snaps, the tent weakens more. The central pillar doesn't fall down immediately. The rope snap, the weaker the tent gets. When the tent becomes very weak, because many of the ropes, if not all of them, have snapped, then it only takes a mild breeze and the middle pillar will fall down. The pole holding the tent up will fall down. So the ulama have said, what does this hadith tell us? That a'mal and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala serve as a protection towards the iman. Many a time when we hear that people, so and so person has left the fold of Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman and the iman of our children and the entire ummah. Then we also hear that they had such and such a question against Islam. Or we think to ourselves that it must be because they had some doubt against Islam. So many a time that is the case. But these doubts find a way into one's head, and they remain firm within one's head when iman has already become weakened, when iman is already hollow, because the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the a'mal, they have disappeared. So there is nothing protecting that iman. So it is very easy for shaitan to attack that iman. That is when such questions, when they enter one's head, then they fix themselves within. And as a result, iman is lost. So we think iman has been lost because someone created these doubts within that person's head. But behind that is something else as well. That iman was already weak, it was waiting to fall down. So, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely important. That is why you will never, I haven't studied every single case of someone who has left Islam. But I can use the word rarely, but I feel confident using the word never as well. You will never find the one who is actually obedient. He is actually practicing in the true sense, not just a few things. And then suddenly they leave the fold of Islam whilst they are in that condition. No, you will always see that someone who has left the fold of Islam, before they had left the fold of Islam, there was no practice in their life. So that iman was already weak. So iman must be firm. Here it should also be mentioned that one thing which is extremely detrimental to one's iman is bad company. Especially the company of people who criticize iman or any part of our deen. And unfortunately we live in an era where every person thinks he's the most intelligent person. And in fact, this is a reality which we need to understand, that iman teaches us humility. Iman teaches us to be humble. Iman teaches us to be humble, and the first part of that humility and humbleness is that whatever Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whether we understand it or not, we accept it. And that is not difficult to, that concept is not difficult to embed in one's mind. When we accepted that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, we also accepted that He is the most wise. He is much wiser than we are. So when He says something and we don't understand it, why can't we just think to ourselves that He is much wiser and much more intelligent and much more knowledgeable than we are. In this world as well, if we are studying in a certain field, and a very high level expert of the field says something and we don't understand it, then we don't start telling people he's wrong. In our heart and mind we know that he has done so much more research than me, he has advanced so far, I will eventually be able to understand it, hopefully. And even if we reach the level that we are never able to understand it, we still accept it. Why? Because we understand in this field he has much more expertise than I am. So when it comes to our deen, why can't we adopt the same mentality? That when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something, then whether it seems to us that it doesn't make sense, it's not fair, it's not practical, whatever the thought shaitan brings into our mind. And more often than not, shaitan uses people to bring this thought into our mind. Then we should tell ourselves that I don't understand it. But I don't understand it means it doesn't make sense. Those two things don't go hand in hand. And if you look back into our life, you'll find so many things, worldly and deeny, that I didn't understand it, but it turned out it did make sense. That is what, so we were saying, that especially bad company, the company of, and in particular the company of, one is that you are adopting the company of someone who is not practicing. That is also very harmful. But even worse than that is the company of someone who criticizes Islam. Maybe not directly, if not directly, then indirectly. He has his own opinions about things which oppose the ideology of Islam. And we all know this, that in the world outside, ideology and opinion is always changing. The same ideologies, the same mentality, that the mentality that was there 100 years ago in this very country is no longer there at this time. So outside, the mentality in the world outside, effectively they are always falsifying what the previous people said. What do I mean? Today the ideology changed about something. Let me give you a very simple example. Today the ideology in our, the mentality in our country is that there is a certain age beneath which someone should not get married. And that age is 16. And now I think they are trying to increase it to 18. Because people are remaining children for longer and longer. So they have to increase the age. So the mentor, so if you were to tell someone that is it fine for someone to get married at the age of 10, they would think, no, how can that be fine? But you go a few years, you go a few centuries ago, they thought that was fine. And in the world right now as well, one country, people say that the age should be 16. If you hop across to another country, they will be saying the age is 14. So there is so much difference in the ideology. And we are not talking about the third world, the modern world, in different countries. And you will find this in everything. Whether you take LGBT, whether you take women's rights, whatever you take. You will find this these discrepancies everywhere. And if you look at the past, then you will always find that these views are always changing. So the views outside are always changing. They are always changing means that the view that is there right now wasn't the view of the past. That means according to the people of this age, the people of the past were wrong. And the views have always been changing. We can understand from that, that within the in the future, the views outside will also change. That means that they already know that their future generations will falsify them as well. That their views were wrong. When that is the case, then why do we get so influenced by the views outside? When Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say something, the beauty of our deen is that it is unchanging, and that is proof it is correct. If our deen changed, that in the 19th century this was deen, but in the 20th century, no, the views have changed and now this is deen. That means that the 19th century deen was wrong. How can that be the case? Our deen is unchanging. The fact that our deen is unchanging is proof that it is correct. And unfortunately, this also has to be said, that in our time, there will also be people who are Muslims, but because they have not had the correct, gained the correct understanding of deen, from the people who have the correct understanding of deen, so they will also spout such nonsense. So they will attempt to present deen in a way which is not the deen of the past. So when someone does this, then you should understand straight away that the deen he is presenting is wrong. Because he is implying that the deen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in, which is different to what he is presenting, is not the correct deen. And here I should also mention that one trick, one ploy which shaitan uses is that he distances people from those who transmit deen, the ulama. Why? Because the ulama are saying something, that this is part of deen. And the mind doesn't agree with it. So, you can't say to someone that, na'udhu billah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wrong, or Allah ta'ala was wrong. If you say that to a Muslim, straight away he will reject you. So what do they say? They say that, no. Deen itself is fine, but it's the ulama who are saying this. The ulama are the ones who are making a mistake. And this is actually a ploy to distance oneself from deen. And you know what happens next? The ulama only transmitters. Whenever the ulama say something, they are mentioning it based because the ulama of the past said it. And the ulama of the past are saying it because the sahaba radiallahu anhu said it. And the sahaba radiallahu anhu are saying it because they understood it from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who understood it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you deny what the ulama are saying, when the ulama of haqq are saying, indirectly you are denying the whole chain. So when the ulama say something and someone disagrees with it, someone who has a bit of a different mindset, call it modern mindset if you want, call it Western mindset if you want, call it whatever you want, then the first thing they will do is they will try to distance you from the ulama. But the ulama only transmitters. The ulama will say, we have heard it from the ulama of the past. So then they will distance you from the ulama of the past as well. People like Imam Bukhari, Imam Abu Hanifa, they will try to distance you. They give you an incorrect interpretation of deen. But these ulama heard it from the sahaba radiallahu anhu. So then the attack will be on the sahaba radiallahu anhu. These are ploys which shaitan has been using for centuries. So my intention was to say many things today, but leaving aside a'mal and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my intention was to discuss that our ideology and our beliefs should remain exactly what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Whatever the views are outside, and inshallah, if we get a chance within the next few weeks, we will mention some of the main issues that people object on, that, you know, Islam is backward, Islam is like this, so that we can understand the beauty of Islam for ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضي ويسلموا تسليما صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يخافك فيهم ولا يرحمهم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم واغفر لموتانا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. So, wasfufakum, safed wasal male, straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels are at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. Please ensure you are standing shoulder to shoulder. If there is any space, then please fill it in. If there is any space in the surf in front of you, then make sure you fill it in. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله